close to a big package.
You're not close.
Well, we're off.
We're, say, we are. We're talking about something totally different, apparently.
No.
Or the or station up renovations.
Yeah, just bad language if it says big package.
Working towards it.
There we go. We're working toward.
That's what I think it says.
We're doing a...
Here are my notes.
Yeah.
Which list are we looking at here, Chuck?
I'm trying to get to the projects list. Projects list. Maybe that one. Yeah. So the latest update would be 725. All right.
You can sit there if you wish.
The chief?
Hello?
Was it, I saw your note about the bereavement. Was it a family member or?
An uncle on my wife's side. Okay. That had a cancer. Yeah, in Texas. Had a little bit of a long battle with cancer, but went in for a treatment and they had his results from the last scan and basically had nothing more that they could do for him, so they started him on hospice care and didn't go too long.
So just going through the projects list here in the green as we got Sonia report. So you got a motion for a firefighter tonight and an inspector. Looks like we're down to four candidates.
We had four applications on the last period. Three of them completed the application review. The one just I talked to and he never sent me his resume and all that, so I took that. He was not interested, so we scheduled three interviews.
Then for the firefighter, we'll talk about that at the meeting, but so who was on the fire hiring committee? You two, and who were the other? Was it one of the captains?
The assistant chief Junker, and then Josh Stagner from the fire, full-time fire side. He's been on our interview panel.
Was there any paramedics that applied?
For the fire position, there were, yes, there were. We interviewed two paramedics out of the group.
She seems all new.
A little bit on the new side, yes. But
she just got her, you said she just got her one thing in May of 2025?
They're all running together a little bit on me. I don't want to say yes or no to that, but it was included. She's fairly new into the field within the last few years of completing her fire and her EMS training. She's been working full-time for one of the private EMS companies and then part-time for Lake Township.
I'm just saying, I think we should interview for a paramedic. Aren't we planning the cost for these people to go to paramedic school?
We have our current department policy is for reimbursement over a two-year period after the completion of the paramedic training. Our SAFER grant hires, we did put a qualification in there for them to complete their paramedic as a requirement for their job. So we would need to be paying for those. One was a paramedic already. One was in paramedic school, so we talked about doing a modified reimbursement program with him because he was already more than two-thirds of the way through school. So that was something to get looked at, and then we had one that we would be paying for.
My opinion is I don't like bringing, I like to find more senior advanced paramedics instead of non-paramedics, fairly new EMT, fairly new, even fire two. I'm just saying, I think we wanted to look for more solid senior personnel as paramedics and bring on solid who have already been in the field and been in paramedic field as far as staff in the fire department.
Sure. What we discussed and we talked about with that was trying to find a combination of the best person for the job, and as far as experience-wise, training, education, and then also being able to have a good fit for the department. And, you know, someone looking for a career field and that. So.
But a paramedic's going to take a minimum of 2 years. And we've got a lot of newer people, I think, already on staff. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I think we should be looking for somebody a little bit more seasoned who already has their paramedic license and is ready to hit the ground running.
I mean, we have paramedics. We have at least 2 paramedics on each shift. The goal with the SAFER grant was to get up to the 3rd paramedic. So when we have all 3 of those completed with theirs, one was a paramedic, one just completed his paramedic certification, and then the other one needs to go through school. But like I said, we looked at you know, work history, we looked at personalities, qualifications, looking at how they would best fit in with the department. That was one of the perspectives of having, you know, someone from the other side involved in the process, so that we had a good feel for their take on the person and how they would fit with the personalities on the shifts in the department. And that was an important part of our review process that we thought so.
I'm just stating again, I think we need more of an advanced personnel paramedic.
But we didn't have anybody advanced personnel apply, though, did we?
We had probably, I think, I believe there was 7 total. We took 4 to interviews. 2 of those were paramedics, and 2 were not. And we did background checks through the process of all 4, and the committee selection came out that way. Yeah, I mean,
and it was a unanimous.
So see the point charts, how you guys rated.
Don't have anything that's a form that we keep. Oh. I mean, it's all like note-taking that we do that aren't part of any kind of records retention or anything.
Oh, I thought Don had created something as far as a score sheet.
We had some discussion when we did the 22 hiring with, you know, a way of looking at things, but it's more of an administrative document. It wasn't anything was kept as far as that. It was for the individuals to develop their own kind of review process and then scoring, so that when we had the group discussions, we would kind of be working off of the same way of looking at things. But it is not part of anything that's retained as far as a record.
Just kind of so each individual to help them remember answers to questions and how you feel about the individual. We did the rubric, but when we were all finished with the process, those all go away.
I'm still yes. Leaning towards we need to get an experienced paramedic on board for that, the one that was for 2 years ago for the position that's open.
So
just
noted.
My opinion.
Actually, yep.
Is that so noted? Okay.
I think all right.
My opinion.
Okay. All right, going through the rest of the list. Harold, we got on here on about roundabouts. Anything on Weckerly and Monclova?
Well, we just still have the
MOU.
You know, the agreement that we signed with the county said we had to get a permit, so I applied for a permit, and then they came back and said you don't need a permit. The Express came back and said you don't need a permit. So I reached up to Jason Sisko just for clarification. You know, I want to make sure we're doing everything right. Didn't get a response. Went back and asked a second time. Still haven't had a response. Doug has sprayed the vegetation that's there, so it will be killed, and when that's all dried up,
I saw that.
We'll take it out and put the stone in. I guess I'm ready to just move forward and
have them
come back and say, wait a minute, you didn't get a permit.
what I don't understand is I took a load out of stuff out of Ohio Compost this weekend, and 28 in Wickerly is beautiful. 28 in Eber is just looks like Stitt and whatever went clover last year. I mean, it's
I know,
and I don't know if ODOT on that if we. What is going? I guess the branding at 20 in Briarfield. I saw you remember Jennifer Reinhart.
Well, she had reached out to me for Miller Diversified. It suggested stone walls like on the south side of 20A, and wanted to know if we were interested. And we told them we needed a little bit more information. Weren't going to commit to something without having numbers and see exactly what it was going to look like. And every time I've talked to Jennifer since then, she said we're still working on it. So, and I noticed they haven't installed the fencing, the right-of-way right. fencing around there either yet, and they were interested in having us share in the cost of upgrading the fencing from black chain link fence to something like they have there at Dana. But again, and they came in and got a permit. Eric issued a permit for that fence, but nothing has been done.
Okay. I saw in your memo you did have a conversation with Raj at Temecac on the connectivity?
Yes. Okay. And he went to come to a trustee meeting next month to show us where they're going with that.
Okay. You want to have Kathleen get him on the schedule then?
Yes. We're working on that. I just need to find out which meeting he wants to come to.
All right. Saw online, there's other communities having challenges with lettuce as well. I was at to a birthday party at Stony Creek, and there was a number of people.
That's been sorted out, hasn't it, Gavin? The street lighting for Stony Creek Lot 8.
I have confirmation from David James. Is that his name?
Schmidt. Yeah.
At Toledo Edison. The amount of work it took for them to understand the checks they cashed from us 2 years ago, and they misapplied them, is insane. But they acknowledged that both the Stony Creek ones have been paid. I mean, they were paid 2 years.
Yeah.
But I had to reissue checks next to them. So
when the lights are installed, or still anybody's guess, along with the 58 that Doug and the crews put together,
right.
the list. And then the 28 nuisance property, I think I saw that in Eric's report that's moving through the land bank.
Is that 8033 Maloney Western?
I think it is, yes. That's the one.
No, it is not moving through the land bank. He has discussed the possibility with the land bank, but they said to continue with our
nuisance abatement
process. And so we have, and she's on notice, the lien holders are on notice. They've got 30 days to do something, and then another 30 days to be noticed to have a hearing so that they can come and plead their case for an area. Can they, oh yes, it's all cleaned up, and then the trustees can say, okay, very good, it's a problem, let's move forward, whatever the situation. So that is on the October 6th, I think this is the first.
I think it is,
the first meeting of October is when that will be before you to have get the status.
And then, does Doug have any updates on the cemetery software?
He is still sorting out, there were, you know, had found some discrepancies, and he's sorting through those. We talked about this morning. He's making very good progress and hopes to have that all sorted out in another month or two.
Okay. And the noise barriers at the pickleball courts?
On order.
On order, okay. Dawn, we had talked about a moratorium or a zone clarification for passive income businesses like car washes and self-storage units.
Still working on that. So.
Okay.
But if it's legal time. I have something to share.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
To the fire department's build-out. Let's do it this way. Gavin and I have spoken. He's, as you know, he's working with the chief and the committee. This is just basically an outline to give you an idea of what we need to do. There's three or four different avenues to go to get this project bid out, and Gavin and I have spoken and doing a design build procurement versus getting an architect and then getting a design and getting the build ourselves. This is probably a good way to go, and it does save some steps process to get it out. So 1, 2, and 3 are just the steps telling you that we select an architect who doesn't have anything to do with the design and build. They're not associated with the entity. And then once we get out our request for qualifications, is what it's called at this stage, and those come back in, the committee can say we like the looks of the qualifications. This group, then you ask for a price proposal and negotiate that. If that first best qualified doesn't come in at something that's doable, you get to go to option number 2 as the next to most qualified. Once that's done, the information that group, that architect engineer has put together, that goes out to the design build firm process. And they can then work together. You can use the architect engineer to oversee if you choose. You don't have to, but at least there's not a conflict there involving basically the finances. So the committee will make the review when it comes to the trustees for approval. So that's the process. We just need your blessing to move forward. Legal will take care of doing the notices, the publications, collecting, and then bringing the information to the committee for the process and moving it all along.
I think that's another way to keep it moving along than just to, like you said, individually and stuff like that.
So that's where we are, and we've been, you know, as I said, you know, the committee's been working. Gavin and I had a chance to speak a couple times on this the last couple weeks. So in-house, we have been going ahead and getting those notices started. So mm-hmm. we can get this out in within the week, to publish the request and then move forward with the next step.
Do those go online? Is there, I know, like four or five of the companies that do this type of work were down in Columbus. I mean, are those on the like the Firefighters Association websites or?
Good question. We can go online. We can send out the requests if we have particular entities that we know we would like to hear from. But if we also know that the entities we've tried to hear from and didn't, we might want to avoid them. But so we can, Gavin and the chief can maybe give me some insight.
Yeah,
on
I have two or three business cards of different folks talking down in Columbus. In fact, one they did, I think, some of the work at the Oregon station.
We're good, Chuck.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was right. Actually worked out pretty well. That was right on the next on the agenda. Fire station renovations. Have we heard, again, I know this is on the sewer hookups. Have we heard anything from any of the properties on Mount Clover Road and the health department notices about requirements to connect?
I know they've sent out notices telling us that we need to connect because we got one for, I don't remember the address, but the house there by Freeze Daddy's told us we've got a year.
Okay.
And they sent us a notice to this building too.
Aren't we
already
hooked?
Yes, we are.
I thought the rest was planted and the one looked real nice out there.
I thought I'd ignore that one.
Any updates, Matt, on what we're going to do with the La France out back?
We had some initial discussions again with the Fire Association and they're back to work on trying to find a permanent location for it or to get it listed for sale.
Okay.
I was asking, what's the issue with it there?
Well, not just it's deteriorating. Get out of the weather.
But it's not ours.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, if they have no place for it, it's like a burden to make them move it to somewhere.
Oh. I'm just saying if it's like some of our, well, that's worth a lot of money. Then why is it sitting out in the rain and the snow and everything else?
No, the end goal is to get, something done with it so that it doesn't deteriorate. I mean, it's still a little bit of a mix from, I think, the association members as to keeping it or getting rid of it. But
if we had that garage out back, it would have helped.
I'm just, if it's an asset, let's preserve the asset. If it's a liability.
Is the building at the outbuilding in the renovation plans?
It was part of what we listed in there for that. We didn't include that
right
in there.
Front door
just as, like we talked about trying to do, look at phases potentially, and then, but we didn't. I mean, as you guys had directed us to not take it off of the table, so we still have it in the consideration. It was just kind of the ranking and priorities of what the firefighters and that we're interested in of trying to do, and that they kind of are still asking for it to be a combination of the training and storage like we initially talked about doing, but we have it on the list still as something to look at for the renovations.
All right. You know what, Lieutenant Leach said there was an incident over the weekend on Stitt Road. There was five sheriffs.
The SWAT team came out to help with an arrest.
There was a warrant that they served.
It was just a warrant service and uneventful.
I do have a question because my brother brought it up. He says there was something really bad that happened at Coder Sunday morning.
Motor vehicle accident.
Yes.
He came by and says, there's wires still down, everything else. What went on there?
Yeah, there was an accident. The car took out a fire hydrant and some utility poles.
Ooh.
But it was all minor injuries.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I was telling Harold before the meeting I had a couple of emails at home regarding our public services, so I'll address those in correspondence, but hopefully we'll see what happens this week now that the SIMP strike is settled.
Well, the frustrating thing last week was we were getting, I guess, conflicting information from Republic, and that's what Kathleen said they need to have. They need to make up their mind what they're going to do and tell us. Don't tell us you're going to do something that you're not or that you can't. And if it's bad news, we can deal with it. But the frustrating thing is when they tell us, yes, we'll be able to take care of a situation, and they don't.
Right.
And then we look like we dropped the ball.
I did like Gavin's point about in the next monitor that we spell it out. Each household is being charged $112 through the solid waste district. The email I responded to, I told them, there's only two companies that bid, Stevens and Republic, and Stevens doesn't recycle glass and doesn't have their own recycling facility, and I don't remember what the price difference was.
It wasn't that far apart. They were close. And I don't remember anymore what it was. But
this gentleman lives out on Stitt Road. His, I think, issue was, and I still can't believe they don't have a truck that just dumps from the side like they do in Bowling Green. They got to dump it in the hopper and then dump it again. They dump twice, and then the more rural areas with the wind.
Yep, I know. Yep. That's the hard part.
Trudy, did you have anything else to add to the agenda? We have a couple of guests coming tonight. Two sophomores from Notre Dame Academy.
Okay.
Yeah.
For their government summer class final project.
I have one other thing. Administrator Grimm had said that you guys had asked about having a little summary of some of the labor management meetings and that we've had. So I put together a couple of the agendas that we had, some of the meetings. We had a total of three meetings and then one in July 1st, July 9th, July 15th, and then we had a combination of a little bit of labor management and the start of the paramedic-only negotiations on the 31st. And those are some of the agendas. The carryover items from the 9th went on to the 15th, and then what we did on the 31st was the final couple MOUs that were done, and then started the paramedic negotiations. That's just the summary list of everything that was accomplished or discussed with that.
Right. Okay. And I'll pose the same question that I posed to Ann or Patrick in the meeting for what? I mean, it's a draft. Plagiarized our other agreement that we have with two other communities.
We've been making good progress, good discussions, coming up to some resolutions and solutions to work on.
Okay, well, I'll have Don give him a call then. All right.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Matt. The paramedics, are we close to the agreement?
Yes, we did. We had one session at the end of the month, one session beginning of August here, and then we have our third session scheduled for the end of the month. That we have all but a couple, like three or four things left that are open on that.
Okay. And Lauren feels pretty confident that we're close on those. Or you, I guess.
Certainly, yes. The hope is that it'll be all resolved at this next meeting.
And this is just going to be another classification in our existing contract?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So they'll have 2.5 or 2 years to the next renewal?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're into year 25, and then 26 is covered by the contract as well, so
right.
A year and a half, basically.
Public service under correspondence. You have anything else to add to the agenda?
No. I do have a question about Republic Services. Do they charge extra for the recyclable part of our contract? As far as I know, we got garbage and recyclable.
Correct.
So there's
it's
a separate
just one bundled price.
Okay, so there's no like recyclables would be this much or garbage would be this much. So it's all inclusive.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just got a price for weekly trash and every other week recycling. And it's just a package.
I'd be curious as much people recycle. You know, when I have it, I'm so want to get rid of it, so I just drop it off at the drop-off stuff instead of trying to pull it to the road.
Well, we get tonnage reports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can provide that information.
Yeah, we're one of the highest recycling communities in the Lucas County.
Yeah, I'll include that next
percentage-wise. I think yeah.